You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello and welcome to Inside Out. Thank you for joining me today. And for the sake of time, I'm just going to dive right in. We've been talking about prayer, and I think we're 6-7 episodes in a row here talking about prayer. And let me just remind you, God has given us this privilege and an invitation to be able to approach Him, Almighty God, in prayer. And prayer makes a difference. Prayer matters. Prayer works. Prayer will help what you're worrying about. As a matter of fact, Scripture tells us, instead of worrying, which we're really good at, how about praying? And as a result, things will change and peace can come to you. And thank God for prayer. I want to continue on because these are just some practical, scriptural, usable, workable, doable aspects of prayer. Go back and listen. Each of the episodes, they're 10, 12 minutes at most. Go back and review on prayer because my heart's goal, and I think my assignment, is to help you to become proficient and fruitful and confident in prayer so that you have a fruitful prayer life. It's going to change your life. It's going to change the lives of people around you. And instead of us just wandering through life and problems and situations, taking the hit, so to speak, nothing changing and us just, you know, driving through that storm of life, prayer can change things, alter things, and prepare things. I want to talk today about confidence in prayer. And really, let me go back to this. The biggest problem with praying is we don't. And that's a problem because, as James 4:2 says, you do not have because you do not ask. Implying that if you ask, and plenty of scripture for this, if you ask, you will receive. If you knock, it will be opened to you. If you seek, you will find. So we need to pray. Well, why don't we pray? Well, perhaps the biggest reason that we don't pray is a lack of confidence. Lack of confidence in what? Lack of confidence that it would work. Lack of confidence that it would work for me. Maybe a feeling of I'm unworthy. Or will he hear? Or will he answer? Is he there? Is he able? And so let's talk about confidence in prayer. Confidence in prayer, if I could, you know, just kind of define it or, you know, in a practical way, it's this. I can talk to the Lord about anything. That's confidence in prayer. And as scripture tells us, and this is confidence in prayer, there's nothing too hard for God. So I pray that you'll, even before you maybe fully have a handle on that or full compression behind that, you need to start saying that I can talk to God about anything and there's nothing too hard for God, and have that mindset. There's a story about Dr. G. Campbell Morgan. He was a British pastor and author, late 1800s, and he was asked, Dr. Morgan, do you think we should pray about the little things in our lives? This lady had asked him that, and he replied, and he said, Madam, can you mention anything in your life that is big to God? It's all small to him. Man, that stirs me up. You know, because it's not just we can't take little things to him. No problem. You can take big things to him because, again, no problem. Jeremiah 32, verse 17, the prophet says, Ah, Lord God, exclamation mark, behold, You have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. Here it is. There is nothing too hard for you. In Ephesians 3:20, it says that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond all that we could ask or think. So for confidence in prayer, remember, we are to pray to the Father in Jesus' name, and then Jesus, our high priest, who's seated at the right hand of the Father, is representing us before the Father. And then we're invited to approach and to pray. And realize, with this invitation and with Jesus as our advocate and high priest before the Father, you and I have full and free access to come and pray before the throne of grace. Hebrews 4:16 in the Amplified Bible, it says, therefore, let us with privilege approach the throne of grace, that is the throne of God's gracious favor, with confidence and without fear, so that we may receive mercy for our failures and find his amazing grace to help in time of need, an appropriate blessing coming just at the right moment. Everything needed is found in his mercy and his grace. I want to say that again. Everything needed is found and covered in his mercy and grace. How do we get that? Go to the throne of grace. And this is where you need to come. And Jesus made the way. He cleared the way. You know, not trying to make you feel bad for me, but so much of my childhood just kind of makes you feel unwelcome. You know, my mom, I grew up in Central Florida. We did not have air conditioning then. I think there's air conditioning at my doctor's office and at the library, you know, maybe at the bank. We sure didn't have it at home. We had fans and screen doors and stuff. And, you know, when we were home, my mom would put us outside and then she'd hook the screen door. So you put outside. You sweaty, noisy little kids, stay outside and stay off the nice furniture, which we didn't have. And if you went to somebody else's house, it had the clear plastic covers on it, you know. Our mindset for most things was, oh, we could never go there. We could never do that. So kind of had this mindset growing up. A lot of different things shaped that you just kind of felt unworthy and unwelcome. And we have to overcome that with God, because that is not the dynamic there with God. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19 through 22, it says, and so, dear brothers and sisters, we can boldly enter heaven's most holy place. Here's why. Because of the blood of Jesus. By his death, Jesus opened a new and life-giving way through the curtain into the most holy place. And since we have a great high priest who rules over God's house, let us go right in to the presence of God with sincere hearts, fully trusting him. For our guilty consciences have been sprinkled with Christ's blood to make us clean and our bodies washed with pure water. Thank you, Lord God. I mean, I'm moved right now reading that you and I have been given full access, full free access because of the blood of Jesus and the invitation of Jesus to come. Jesus, by his death, through his blood, has made a new and living way, and he invites us to enter the presence of God in prayer with confidence, without any sense of guilt or inferiority, with privilege. He called it privilege. And we can even be cheerful and confident and come into God's presence. I think this is probably the biggest thing that we've got to conquer. It's not about you and I being worthy. It's not about you and I being perfect or all cleaned up or you know, unwelcome, locked out. We're welcome. And Jesus took care of the sin issue with his blood. He opened this new and living way, and he invites us. You are invited. I am invited. God Almighty is saying, come, come.
What's going on? Tell me about it. What do you need? Ask me. I love you. Jesus paid a dear price, went to extreme, incredible effort. The plan of God to open this way so that you and I could have this relationship and this interaction with God. We've got heaven to come, but we're here on earth, and we need some help. And God has given us this privilege of prayer to access that help, to tap into the promises of God, which help us, that help us for everything we need in life and godliness. What a privilege. Please think about this. Please talk to God about this. Please go to Scripture over this and realize it's only you holding you back. And the enemy will try to, he's going to try to leverage that, those feelings of unworthiness or I don't know how, all of those things. Hey, God is saying come. And Jesus opened and made that new and living way. So that you could come right into his presence and talk to God about it. That's prayer. Well, I hope this helps you. Please, again, take some time, think about this, and then go for it. Have a great week. God bless you. And please join me again the next time on Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.